Let's first recap from last week and then continue with Hashem. We learned last week that there's five Gedorim, five different Musogim Dagas of Choyli, and each one has its dinim, what's mutter and what's also on Shabbos. There's Choyli Shesh Beisakona. Choyli Shesh Beisakona is mutter, Fila Lede Yisrael, Ilatbim Chal Shabbos. Both for Malachas Deraisis and for Malachas Derabonon. That's the most severe case of a choyla, and everything is muta, what's needed for Mom Shabbos. Mr. Hashem will elaborate a bit more today on what is and isn't considered a tzarech in order for it to be muta, but whatever is considered a tzarech is muta, mitzarech a choyla, on Shabbos, even Ali Deisrael, even in Malachas Deraisis. There's a choyla she'en b'sakona. A choyla she'en b'sakona has five Misholim, the five Echatimses of Cholim that come under the heading of Cholish Embris Akona. Either somebody which is not from the Mishkov, he's ill, he's going to fall into bed because of it, he would lie in bed, and as Rabbi Nissim says, it doesn't mean he can't walk around, he's ill, he can't walk around, but it means that under normal situation, he can't function normally, and that would tell him to go to bed. That's Cholish Embris Akona, not from the Mishkov. Okay, Cholish Kalaguf, he feels ill right around his body, he's got a din of a chol shein b'sakana. A cotton, we said, is automatically, if it's he's not feeling well, or he has something which is a medical issue, he's not feeling well, that comes under chol shein b'sakana. A chain, a yeledes, for the first 30 days, is automatically a chol shein b'sakana. And the last one is tzina, kol cholim etzel tzina, if it's cold, and a person is feeling worried, that he's worried he's going to become ill because of the coldness, that all comes under the heading of Chol Shein B'Sakana. Chol Shein B'Sakana is allowed to do Melacha Alidei Goy, even Melacha Deraisa, but Alidei Yisrael is not allowed to do Melachas. There is actually Melacha that is allowed to do Alidei Shinu, for the Rabbanon, we'll leave that for now. Let's just keep to what's the main Alocha. The main Alocha, Chol Shein B'Sakana, is only Muta Alidei Goy. There's one which is a bit more severe between the two, between the Chodesh Eshba Sakona and Chodesh Embe Sakona, that's Sakona's Eva. Sakona's Eva, if a person's worried about losing Eva, or the Eva won't be able to function properly, that's Sakona's Eva. Sakona's Eva is allowed to be over in Issa Drabonon, even on the day Yisrael, but only certainly Surah Drabonon. The Issa Drabonon that isn't the same as an Issa Deraisa, Issa Drabonon which doesn't look like a Deraisa, then he's allowed to go over for Sakona's Eva. So it's Chodesh Eshba Sakona, everything's Muta. Sakona Seiva, a Molochad Rabbanon, Alidei Yisrael, Alidei Goy, everything's Mutter. Chodesh Ein Bo Sakona is Mutter, Alidei Goy, everything. And Alidei Yisrael, that's it, and I'm not at all. Then there's Ktsas Choyli, and there's Michush Balna. Ktsas Choyli, if he's not for the Mishkov, not Chol Kalaguf, but he's not feeling well, then Shvus, the Shvus is Mutter. But either Alidei Goy, and this is the Rabbanon is Mutter, but nothing more than that, and I've added nothing Alidei. And then there's Michush Ba'alma, he's not feeling well, and Michush Ba'alma, nothing's Mutter at all. So those are the five categories, what is various targets of Cholim, and what's Mutter, and what's also on Shabbos. That's one point we discussed last week. Another point we discussed last week, and that's very important, is the Be'alocha and Simin Shin Chof Ches Yiftalet. Be'alocha brings down, translates, explains the shit of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch is going from the Magid Mishnah, B'Shem the Ramban, that for a choyla, sheyesh bo sakana, is mutter to do on Shabbos, not only melachos, which are needed, vada, in order to get him well, even something which is considered the normal protocol, the normal procedure which one does for a choyla, even if he doesn't need it in order to get him better now on Shabbos, or even in the long run, he can manage fine without it. But since that's what usually is done for a choyla, therefore you'll have to do it even on Shabbos. That's what the Ramban says, the Magid Mishnah says, B'Shem Ramban. Magid Mishnah was talking about Atzia when it was cold by the Chola, and the Chola had an option of putting on extra garments in order to make it warm. And the Ramban said that, or Magid Mishnah says, that it's better for the Chola if you light a fire. The warmth that comes because of a fire is better for the Chola than the warmth that's going to come because of an extra baguette. So even though it's not a must, the Chola can manage without it, he will survive, he'll pull through his machla even without lighting a fire for him, But since in the weekdays you would light a fire, because the warmth that comes from a fire is better for Pela than the warmth that comes from extra baget, therefore the Magid Mishnah allows you on Shabbos, and the Yid, to light a fire for Chodesh Yesh Vesakona. He doesn't need it, but it's better for him is Mutter. That's the Shitta of the Shulchan Aruch, goes with the Ramban. And the Be'aloch is very upset about it. Be'aloch has lots of kashas on the Shitta of the Ramban, and said most Rishonim don't hold like that. Most Rishonim say even on Yom Kippur, when you are going to feed the Chola, or we have to be Oymed, does he need it, does he not need it? Hagamaz Be'aloch says, is he going to be better off if he eats? Why are you giving him? Why do you have to find out if it's a must in order for him to be able to eat? And the Be'aloch, after he asks various sugyas on the Ramban, the Achra of the Be'aloch is that, not like the Ramban, for Melacha the Raisa, you're not allowed to do whatever you want for the Chola, you're only allowed to do something that's needed in order to make him better. But it's an Issa de Rabbonon, Alidei Goy, which is automatically an Issa de Rabbonon, Alidei Goy, you can be Mekel on the Ramban. So the Shitta of the Mishnah Berurah is, the Raisa you're not allowed to do, Issa de Raisa you're not allowed to do for something which is not needed, it's not essential to get him better, he can manage without it, but something which is he can manage without it, even a dry say, not allowed to do it, Rabbanon, you are allowed to do. One point. Another point, which is big chiddush, that the Be'alocha, at the end of the Be'alocha, it's machria, like the shit of the Me'iri at the end of Yuma, that the Me'iri holds that something which is going to be mechazik, the goof of the Chola, you're going to do something which makes him, his body be in a stronger situation, a better matzav, and therefore the Miri says he's going to be able to fight the Machla better. It's nothing direct to Inyani Rifua. You're not doing something which is going to make him better, cure him. But you're going to make him in a better situation and make his body physically in a better matter. They'll be able to fight his Machla. That also is included in Tzorech Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Says the Miri, why are you allowed to light a fire in order to warm up for Yeledes or for Chola? Says the Miri, not because it's a konos nefashis, not because if she has a bath in warm water, physically she'll be in a better state, and therefore she'll be able to cope better with her machla, and she's more likely to be able to pull through. So even though it's not directly linked to inyani refuah, but chizik gufoy also comes under chodesh yesh b'sakana, which you're allowed to be melchal shabbos, and you're allowed to do it. So that's basically the klalim according to the Mishnah Berurah. We said Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was more mekel. He said when it comes to Yom Kippur, when he became Rav and Brisk, he was mekel that cholim were allowed to eat without being assessed whether they could manage with eating less. And Reb Chaim said, because a cholah, even if you're going to have shiurim, but he's going to be in a better matzav if he has the normal amount that one usually eats, he's going to feel stronger. Yes, he can pull through the day by eating shiurim, but a cholah, sheyesh v'sakona, who has the full shear is going to be better, and therefore Reb Chaim said the Bezmuta. It's a chiddush. We're going to all the kashas that there are in Reb Chaim. It says in the Magid Mishnah, it's a big chiddush in the Magid Mishnah, but the concept, whether we do or don't pass it like Reb Chaim, but the musig is there. The musig is there that something that's needed in order to make the chola feel better is going to be in a stronger situation. It's mutter to be mechal Shabbos for it. Now, some things are clear and some things are unclear. And whatever is clear is Vashetach is easier to understand, becomes in Yonei Refuah on Shabbos, but there's a very grey area which is not clear. What's clear is that there are certain things which are allowed in Shabbos, Bishum Yisuvei Daita, in order to relax the Chola. For example, Shulchan Aruch state, if a Yeledes is in a room which is dark, even if she's blind, learning, she can't see, a Yid is allowed to switch on the light for the Yeledes. She can't see, what does that make her? Reason is, because she'll be more relaxed if she knows that the one who's accompanying her can see what's going on. And her being more relaxed, even though it's not needed after, but it'll make her more relaxed, that Yisuvadaita is Muta. So you see, Yisuvadaita, to relax the Yeledes, is Muta, even though it's nothing directly linked to Kofua, of Yisuvadaita that's going to make her feel that she has better care, is mutter to do an Issa Daraisa because of it. One Echetimsa. Another Echetimsa Sheit in Shulchan Aruch, a Chola Sheyesh B'Sakana, and there's a light on in the room. And he's not going to be able to sleep because of it. One's allowed to put off the light in order that the Chodesh should sleep better, should fall asleep or sleep better, because without the sleep, he won't be able to fight his machla. And when a person is feels strong and slept the amount he needs to sleep, he's more likely to be able to overcome his machla, and therefore it goes around in Yonei Refua, that's Mutter, and one's allowed to put off the light. That's 2 points which everybody agrees to. A Chola, to put off the light, the Tzalkoi, or to heat up water for a Chola, in certain Echtimses, which we understand is needed, the Chizik Gufa is going to be Mutter, like the Miri says, the way Mishabur Paskins, and Vachain, for a Yeledes, to put on the light. We're talking about Isuri Derais, and not Isurim Drabonon, but it's Mutter, because it's going to get the Chola in a better Matzah. Now, that's Vadai, that even when you are allowed to do on Shabbos, a person has to try and minimize that he's not doing an Issa Deraisa. If a person can do Alidei Shinu, he always has to try and do Alidei Shinu. It's not Shabbos, Mutter, it's a Chayla, do whatever you want. Whatever's a must, whatever you need to do, you're allowed to do. What you can do, what needs to be done, but can be done in a less severe manner, can be done not being over so many malachas, or such a chomodiki issa, a person is obligated. It's not just a nice thing. A person's mechuyev mikadin to try and minimize and drop the malacha from a daraisa to a drabonon.
So, delay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that states in Shulchan Aruch, says in Mishabura, that even if it's going to cause a mixus of a delay, we're not talking about there's no delay at all, says the Mishabura, but there is a mixus delay. If that delay doesn't make a difference, if that delay is a matter of life or death, so it's a must to get it done as quick as possible, and then of course a person's allowed to do Issa Deraisa and doesn't have to try to do a shinu. But Mishabu says, even if the shinu involved is going to cause a bit of delay, and it's not the best thing, but you can do it, so drop it down to a drabono. That doesn't mean that always a person has to make chesbonus, hatzola, have all hatzola, some places, the hatzola have a sack from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that they shouldn't try and make chochmas to get it down to a drabono. If they start the key with two fingers instead of one finger, various ways how to get it into a shinu. Rav Moshe says, do whatever you have to do normally, because if you start trying making cheshbonos every time, you're going to get it down to a drabonon, then you're going to cause yourself delays, and you're always thinking about what you should be doing to turn it to a drabonon, rather than to try and get to the chol as quick as possible, and therefore the raw for the atzola in lots of places in like Kamosha, do what you have to do, because cheshbonos are going to cause delays. But for normal echtimsa, where, let's say, a person has a chodesh yesh besakana in his house, and put off the light. So, maybe even this is the nice thing about putting off the light. They could get a goy. Makes no difference at all to get a goy. It's not a rush for the 1 minute to put the light off here.
Or could do with the shinu.
What?
What's better?
Alidei goy is better. But you can do alidei goy or alidei shinu, at least to drop it down. So whatever one can do to try and minimize the Issa Deraisa, it's not a must at all. So if a person's got that option, he's mechuyev to do that option.
It's still not tough with the Rabbanon because Malach Shena Tzurich Elo Gufa.
Also, say that, but a goy is always better. So a goy is one down, so it, but right, it's not Malach Shena Tzurich Elo Gufa. A kibbu is not Malach Shena Tzurich Elo Gufa. Putting off the light is not Malach Shena Tzurich Elo Gufa. If it comes under kibbu, if it comes under Seisa, it depends what that putting out the light is. But yes, you're right, it could only be a Rabbanon in any case. It could be a Malach Shena Tzurich Elo Gufa. But on the day of goy, you can do it on the day of goy, so you always have to do that. It's not so clear. Ramotra Benet writes in his Chuvas, the case where the Shoel asked Ramotra Benet was that there was somebody was Chilanis and she needed a fire. And the Shoel was that to bring the goy into the house to light the fire, the goy wouldn't want to do it. So, the answer of Benet, is it right to say that there was a Chodesh who needed the Neish, that was Mutter to do it, Alidei Yisrael? And Motra Benet said, why do you have to do Alidei Yisrael? The guy is scared to come to the Yiddish house to do it. So first of all, light it on the outside, and you bring it inside. It was going to be a shail of a muksa, but get the guy to light it on the outside. That's better than you bring over Nisa Deraisa. And then Motra Benet says, if you offer the guy a matana, he's going to be prepared to come to your house. He doesn't want to come in free of charge. Offer him a bit of money, he'll come in. And said, Motra Benet, you mechuyev to do that. A person's mechuyev to pay, to offer the goy a bit of money in order to drop the issa that's going to be over from issa deraisa to issa drabonon. So it's not just nice to get it down to issa drabonon, it's not only a chiyev to get it down to issa drabonon, it may even be a person that's mechuyev to lay out some money in order to get himself from Isadanaisa to Isadrabono. Now, there's a well known psak of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, somebody asked him, he had the option of doing an operation which was, let's say, an Irish brach on the day of the NHS. It was a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, but the operation is going to take place on Shabbos. Or, if he pays money, you go to a private hospital and get it done in the week. And the operation taking place on Shabbos involved a lot of malachas. Involved Sai, Shetzach the Goyd in the malachas, and even the Eden, who was in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was, that was going to be done. There was malachas involved. And now, Rabbi Yashiv, am I mechuyev to pay $1,000 in order to get the operation, the procedure done in a private hospital without malachas, rather than having it done in the public hospital and being done on Shabbos? And Rabbi Yashiv said, you're not mechuyev to. No, you're not mechuyev to. So Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, it comes out, it comes on Shabbos, to make cheshbonis, to avoid it, that you're not mechuyev to do. If that's the way it works out, you can go ahead and do it on Shabbos. Now, whether the reason of Rabbi Yashiv was because there was a certain amount of money which considered the norm, and therefore to pay $1,000 wasn't a normal amount, if the system of the country is that they pay for it, that's why it wasn't, he said you don't have to do it, or whether he's machalik between, if you're in any case doing it on Shabbos, but you do it aliday, the Rabbonon on Shabbos rather than the Raisa on Shabbos. Mashen Kane over here wasn't a Shaila getting a Raisa. The Raisa down to Rabbonon, it was a Shaila of a Machila that had to be seen to in any case. It had to be seen to. There was no Shailas of Shailas doing it on Shabbos or not on Shabbos, but Vada and Melochas had to be done. It was on Shabbos a weekday. And that Rabbi Yashiv said, you're not Mechuyev to delay it, I don't know. But Rabbi Yashiv Zikha held that a person isn't Mechuyev, it's within a limit how much a person is Mechuyev to try and avoid coming the day the matzav of the Raisa, if it's a matter of doing it on weekday or the normal way it comes out as it falls out on Shabbos. It's a chaini, and maybe it was only Negea to refer. He says over, Rav Shammai Gross says over that the Rabban Belz or the Belz Rov asked Rishua Amberg, he's got Shuva. Dvar Yeshua on this case, he asked the Belzerov Rabban asked him that he takes refuah on Shabbos and he always makes his taste for Shabbos longer till he finishes his Motzei Shabbos is late. Is he mechuyev to make his Motzei Shabbos earlier in order not to land up taking the refuah on Shabbos? Why Prava go said a longer Motzei Shabbos and take your refuah on Motzei Shabbos? Maybe we should make his Motzei Shabbos bismanoi and not land up taking medication on Shabbos. And that he writes a whole tshuva back to his Rebbe, the Belzerov, that a person is not mechuyev to make oy Shabbos in order to avoid taking medication on Shabbos. That's not talking about malacha, that's talking about taking medication. When it comes to a person who is a shayla of doing malacha on Shabbos, malacha on Shabbos, the person has to try and avoid it. Doch yidua abad chum sefer has a tshuva in Yehudeo. Chum sefer says a person should try and do everything that not to do the malachas of Shabbos if he can. When Chum Sefer was born, he was born on Erev Shabbos, and his mother sent a message to the Rav of the Shtot, actually you can delay the Kabbalah Shabbos in the Shtot until I'm completely out of the Matzah of Sakona, because like this they're going to be Mechalal, do malachas for me. And if the Shtot Mechabal Shabbos, so then there's going to be malachas on Shabbos, the Tzerech, the Yeledes, Mashenkin, if Shabbos is delayed, so it'll be a weekday, not going to be over Malacha. And the Rav of the Shtot said, this Muftachani, that this child that's going to be born, Klal Yisrael are going to wait for him. If the mother is Azim Weis and Nefesh, to delay Shabbos coming in and not to be over Malacha. And that was the Chum Sefer. You can't say a person's Mechuyev, but Richtig is that a person has to try and do as much as he can to avoid any oifen of Chilul Shabbos.
Is that Chilul Shabbos, if it's not really Shabbos?
If Tosa Shabbos, Tosa Shabbos is, yeah, it's a proper Kabbalah
but
Shabbos.
But that's the Chayiv Chatzis, if he does a Malacha.
In Zaman Tosa Shabbos?
Not before then, even. I mean,
not Tosa Shabbos, not Tosa Shabbos. I mean, if she herself was Makabbalah and only the Shtot was Makabbalah, that could be, yeah. That's not making a gerecht. But usually what happens is, if the Shtot Makabbalah Shabbos, then she's also Makabbalah Shabbos. If Makabbalah Shabbos, then it's going to be on a mile. We can't forget also a shayla on a mile of some sefer, on how much shalom does she knew of Makabbalah Shabbos. She knew the Shtot is Makabbalah Shabbos, Makabbalah Shabbos. But you're right, if she herself wasn't Makabbalah Shabbos, then it's not. It didn't taste the Shabbos Makabbalah Shabbos.
That only applies to ladies, yeah? Not to men. Does it apply to
what also comes, what's not so clear, is when it comes to cosmetic reasons, a person takes a child into hospital, has a cut, and need stitches done. So the stitches, what needs to be done, lechvoid, letzerich, the son, the child, is two stitches. The third and fourth stitch that they do is only for cosmetic reasons. If it's not completely sewn up, then afterwards, it won't look as nice. It's mutter to do on Shabbos, also to do on Shabbos. Under which heading does that extra two stitches come? So let's say it's not Issa deraisa, it's maybe it's not a kosher, it's a deraisa, it's not a tefer deraisa, but there's an Issa derabonon taking place. If in Eretz Yisrael, we're doing an Issa derabonon, it's a Yid who's doing it. Or even here in Chutzla, you're going to get a goy who's going to do an Issa derabonon. What's the heter to have it done on Shabbos? Which heading? Why should it be mutter to get it done on Shabbos? The Tzerech Choyli is mutter to do it. Choyli Sheim Bois HaKonah, so you can get a goy to do it. But the last ones is only for cosmetic reasons. Is the mutter is also. So B'lyashev and Ibnissim, they all held. As much as needed. If it's needed to close up completely in order to make sure an infection shouldn't set in, so that's already part of the Chiyuvim. But if it's something which you don't need for the Machla is not Machayef, then you should do this extra stitch. It's only that afterwards it should look nicer. There's no heter for it Bechlal. And Shlem Zaman wasn't so sure about it. And Shlem Zaman even had a tzad, it's mutter to do a malacha deraisa for it. Reason being, because of the Ramban that we mentioned earlier, the Ramban says that a person, it does something which is usually done as part of refuah, it's mutter to do it even on Shabbos. And reason being, others say the reason being, Rabbi Chana says the reason is, because it comes under the same as by Mila, you're allowed to do the parts of Mila that even you don't need to do. Sits in Shayna Matim Samila, you're allowed to do it because it's part of the Mila. Says Rabbi Chana, the same thing is, if you're doing refuah, everything is included in the heta of refuah. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if this is usually what one does, the Tzerech refuah, so maybe it's also mutter to do stitches on Shabbos. And then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if you're only doing a malacha drabonon, the klal is that if somebody's going to get nervous by fire on Shabbos, it says that if you're not going to allow him to do the malacha on a day ago, he may come to do it himself, and the person's all nervous about the cut, you're not going to allow him to finish off the stitches. Maybe he'll get a yid to do a malacha. Shlomo Zalman is quite stark noter that the stitches you're allowed to do, even a malacha deraisa, and a kapon a malacha drabonon. See, you got cosmetics, which maybe comes under the Ramban, maybe it doesn't. So it's a very not clear area. Some Riblashev, Rismol, it's also to do those extra stitches. The person's already gone into hospital. He's done the malachas, but why are you doing an extra malacha? Extra malacha, the Tzerech Shabbos, there's no need for Shabbos. Cosmetic reasons, cosmetic is a mutter on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is saying, no, maybe this, even if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, and maybe it's only a goy who's doing it, and it's a drabonon, maybe cosmetics comes under what the Shulchan Aruch says, they're allowed to do, which Mishabura says, but everything's part of the normal procedure, you're allowed to do under the goy, maybe cosmetics also comes under that. So that's one of the places where it's not.
You don't tell the goy, that's Aldas Atzma, you go to hospital and they do the full.
Yeah, then you don't have to stop him. No, they don't have to stop him.
Only if you instruct him clearly, do more stitches.
Yeah, Rav Asim Shevi, he comes and asks, he says, look, yeah. I've done the minimum, it's extra pain for the child, but for cosmetics, it look good if I do the last ones. But it's your choice as a parent to decide whether you want it or you don't want it. So you're given the go-ahead to do those extra stitches, then it's already a shayla of a melocha, even a melocha drabonon, but it needs a heter. It's not just automatically mutter on Shabbos. Rav Padva said one of the first shailas he had when he came to Eretz Yisrael was somebody asked him, there was a hospital close to a Yeledes, and there was another hospital which was quite far away. And the lady had registered herself for a birth in a hospital which wasn't so close to the house. So she had an option of either walking to a local hospital or being over Malacha to go to a hospital which is further away. And Rav Padva paskened that you're allowed to go to the hospital which is further away. And Batem Kolei, you got local hospital in the Malacha, it's not mutter. So went to Rav Dushinsky. Alter Rav Dushinsky was alive at the time, and he went around and said, so the Pesach is richtig zinisht. And Rav Dushinsky said, the Pesach is 100% right, because if the lady registered herself in the hospital, which is further away before Shabbos, that means she felt that she would get better medical care by going to the hospital just further away. So she's going to be more relaxed by going there. Al Isha, Bizman Leda, which is going to be more relaxed, you'll have to be over, and Issa for it. So, it could be exactly the same service in two places, and Sacha Koshi was more relaxed for it, and that's a heter to be over, even really Issa Daraisa for it. So, it's hard to apply, to know when yes to apply or not to apply, but if it comes under the heading of the Suvidaita, even the Daraisa becomes a mutter for it. Now, going into hospital, Be'etzem is as far as the person who goes in the car is an Issa Drabonon. He's getting the goy to do an Issa Deraisa. But he himself, the person who goes into the taxi, is the car, is only doing an Issa Drabonon, if that. B'zecha not more than an Issa Drabonon, but Pashas. And if he sits down, he's causing that when he, the goy, the driver, presses the accelerator, he's going to burn more. So it's a grumba. It's not nothing that he's b'etzem doing himself.
Open the door. It's
oh, but there's quite a few malachas which are taking place, which when he's in the car, also a person has to be aware. He goes into the car, no reason for him to open the door. You can get the goy to open the door. So if he gets the goy to open the door, then the goy will open the door. He's not allowed to do it. And if the goy is not prepared to open the door, but if he's in the car and he puts the light off, kalachayat, the switch that the light shouldn't go on when the driver opens the door, so he's done a melacha drabonon, or he's done a melacha aladei kalachayat, mashenkin opening the door, the pashta is opening the door, is a deraisa. That's the contraption. That's the way you do it. The way you switch the light on in the car is by opening the door. And you can't say, I'm not interested in it. You're very interested in it. You come into the car, a dark car or a light car, you are interested in it. You don't want it because it's Shabbos. But etzem, every time you go in, you go into a taxi, you're happy that the light should go on. So opening the door isn't a mistasik. Opening the door is doing something which is the normal way this light goes on. So if a person has gone into the taxi, then he has to try and make sure that when he goes out of the taxi, if the driver's not prepared to do it, to get it down to Rabbonon. Any time a person can get it from the Dereisa, he has to try and get it from the Dereisa to the Rabbonon.
Just the Gentile to put
the light in the taxi. Now, Shulchan Aruch says two halachas, one is Sif Dalet, and one is Sif Hei, and they look quite similar, but they're talking about two separate halachas. The halacha at the end of Sif Dalet, in Sin Shem Chav Ches, is that it's a makah shel halal, and a makah shel halal means something which is internal, which automatically comes under the heading of Chelish Yesh Besakona. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'in Tzor Chilul Osa, even if you know it's a chaylish yes boisakana, it's a machla which is mechavti mechala Shabbos, but that medication, that chilul Shabbos that you need to do, isn't something which needs to be done dafka, is going to get the chayla that needs to be done today. Exactly the same thing can be done tomorrow. If there's no difference between today and tomorrow, then a person has to try and avoid doing it today and do it tomorrow. Now, the Ramosha brings down Netziv Alatera and Hamakdov Alatera, the case of the Netziv, the way he touches around in the Pasuk, but the interesting Netziv, but the Netziv's halacha is that Yom Tov is on Friday and the next day is Shabbos, and a person knows that on Shabbos he's going to have to do a melacha l'tzerech ha'choyla. So the shayla is now, should he do it on Friday, on Yom Tov, which is only an Issa Lav, or should he wait for Shabbos to do it, but it's going to be an Issa Skila? What's better? It doesn't need to be done for today, but it is going to have to be done on Shabbos. Says the Netziv, do the melacha today. It's a chayla shesh b'sakana. I'm going to have to be mechal on Shabbos in any case. So the shayla is now, Yom Tov, Alav, or tomorrow on Shabbos, which is an Issa Skila, do it today. And Amosha, as chaylik b'chol tekif, Ramosha says that even if it's a chaylish yesh b'sakana, but don't put all the days of the week together into the equation and say that I'm going to come and be mechal Shabbos for it. Every day is a day b'fen atzmoy. Friday is Friday, Shabbos is Shabbos, and Friday is Yom Tov, and Shabbos is Shabbos. And if the chilul Shabbos only needs to take place on Shabbos, there's no reason for you already to be mechal Yom Tov for it. You don't need it for today, you need it for tomorrow. So on Shabbos, you'll be mechal on Shabbos. Yom Tov has no heter bechalal. And even though Yom Tov is only a lav, and Shabbos is going to be a skila, but you've got no heter to be mechal on Yom Tov bechalal. If I need to be mechal on Shabbos, and I've got a shayla whether I should be ever a nisad rabbonon, or a nisad raisa, or a nisad raisa lav, or a skila, then you can start making cheshbonos. But two separate days, Friday is a lav, and Shabbos is a deraisa, but Friday isn't Shabbos yet, it's the day before. And the vial on Friday, you don't have to do the treatment at all. It's Friday, he's got a din of chayla, kilo chayla, she'en b'sh sakana, no reason to do the refuah, and you're not allowed to do it. One thing, what Marisha says.
Is Friday the second day Yom Tov? Even if it's the second day Yom Tov?
No, no.
Or Friday's the first day Yom Tov?
First day Yom Tov. Friday is first day Yom Tov. But Moshe Zichron won't allow it. It doesn't allow even, you say, but better than the Tziv will allow you to do it on a second day Yom Tov. Why not? Why should the Tziv? Ramosha never allows. No, Ramosha doesn't allow even on a proper day. Sorry. If Friday will be second day Yom Tov, and this is the Rabbanon to try and avoid doing Elav also, Mustaba also not, the same thing. We always treat Yom Tov Sheni exactly the same. I mean, not Negabe, not Zachem, which are boilets for Drabonons and Kavura and these things, one more make law. But Ramosha's Lomdus is that when it comes to Yom Tov, you look at it as a Chodesh Yom Besakona, that sort of psak is the same as Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Friday, the Chodesh doesn't need it, then therefore when doing a Melach of him on the day when he doesn't need it, it's got a Din of a Chodesh Yom Besakona. Then Ramosha comes with a Chiddush, and that's already a big Chiddush. Ramosha says that what happens if not it's a Chodesh Yesh Besakona? It's a Chodesh. The reason why I'm going to deal with him is a Chodesh Yesh Besakona, but I've got something now which at the moment doesn't need to be treated on Shabbos, but if I leave it, it's going to turn the temperatures, let's say, going up, and it's going to reach a temperature where I'm going to have to do some sort of procedure. It doesn't have to be done now at the beginning of Shabbos, but later on Shabbos I'm going to have to do it. Are you allowed to do it already now, or do I have to say wait till it turns into Sakona and deal with it later? And Moshe says, who says Hashem Baruch Hu won't make an S? Now it's not yet a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. If I don't treat it now, it's going to get worse, and I won't be able to treat it as well later. Then I've had to treat it now. But Ramosha says now it's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, and it's going to turn later on the Shabbos. And even though it's the follow on, it's going to be Yesh B'Sakana. Now it's not a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Why are you doing it now? Ramosha looks, and it's posher to Ramosha. Ramosha looks at somebody who's a Choyla, doesn't need the treatment now. If he needs the treatment now, then I'm allowed to do the treatment. If it needs to be done on Shabbos, I can already do it at an earlier stage. But if it doesn't need it now, it's going to turn into Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Wait till it comes to that matzav. Don't do it early if you don't need to do it.
Wait.
But it doesn't. It's not going to make any difference if it's done now or at a later stage. So Ramosh, why are you doing it now? Wait at a later stage. Not talking about refuah. Preventive is only when it comes to Nyonei refuah. You're talking about doing a malocha. Preventative only makes a difference when taking refuah on Shabbos, not malocha, but shchikas avomonim. So others hold if it's to prevent, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. It doesn't come under the heading of refuah. But here we're talking about doing malocha. We're doing proper malocha, not refuah. Malocha on Shabbos. Says the Moshe, you want to do malocha, it has to be chodesh yesh b'sakana. The bad is not chodesh yesh b'sakana, you're not allowed to do it. And there's quite a big difference. Ramosha and Rabbi Lashiv have a big machlokes when it comes on Yom Kippur. What's a chayla on Yom Kippur who, if he doesn't start shiurim at night, the next day he's going to have to eat a shiur? But if you start from Leil Yom Kippur shiurim, he'll get through the whole day only with shiurim. What do we say? Do we say to start shiurim at night in order to avoid having the full shiur on Yom Kippur in the day? Or do we say the vaila is no heter to eat tomorrow when it's going to be dangerous to him, then he's going to have it to eat and have the full amount. But the vaila don't have shiurim. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, start at night already. We look at Yom Kippur as the whole day. And the Maisa, as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, is a chayla that needs to eat on Yom Kippur. We always have to try and get down from the Raisa to the both Issa, the Raisa, but to the more severe Issa, we try to get it to a less severe Issa. Shiurim is a less severe Issa, and therefore Mela, start Shiurim already at night. Says Rabbi Lashem, no, I disagree. At night he's got no heter to eat. Tomorrow we'll have better to eat. If we have to eat a full shear tomorrow, we'll worry about it tomorrow. The vayla is not in that matzav where he's a chayla yet b'chlal. So see, even if somebody on Yom Kippur itself is vaday going to eat, so the b'lashav, no better to start shiurim. If he's going to have shiurim throughout the day, or if you're going to gain something, if he's already in a matzav of a chayla, shesh, b'sakon, is one thing. The vayla is completely fine. He doesn't need to eat. It's going to develop to something later on in the day that if he doesn't eat, it's going to be dangerous. So the b'lashav, the vayla, don't give him anything, and tomorrow she can have a shiur. So you see, every time when you look at the choyli, a person has to be very careful how much of a need is it, and if it is a need, does it have to be done now, or can it wait for a later stage?
If you wait, it's going to get worse. The person might
know. So it depends.
You're putting the person into a sakana.
No, Lavdafka.
You're somebody letting him get into sakana, no, and then you're treating
it. It's not treating. Somebody who has shiur is going to have a choyla. Shesh Bo Sakana, let's say, he's going to have the full meal tomorrow, is not a Sakana thing. If we allow him when he feels Shvach to have the meal, there's no Sakana involved at all. So you could start ready at night Shiurim, but wait tomorrow till he's going to have the full Shia. So Zabri Asha, why are you starting now? Shiurim is also in the Siddur Aisa. He doesn't need it at this stage. You're not gaining by doing it. So you look at the overrule Yom Kippur and say that I'm going to gain on Yom Kippur to start now. It's not true, says Ibn Rushd. If now he doesn't need it, he hasn't got the Heter. As soon as he needs it, then do the Heter. But you're right, if it's going to be worse off by delaying it, which is often the case, then Ibn Rushd wouldn't have said this Pusak. A person makes a cheshbon that Ibn Rushd also says, the person has somebody who's in hospital and he's not sure whether the person is needs his visit or doesn't need his visit, or not sure that the choler is out of the operating theatre or still in the operating theatre. If he's in the operating theatre, there's no reason for him to go. If he's out of the operating theatre, then it's a must for him to go across. Now he's got two ways of two cheshbonos. Either he calls up the hospital now and finds out whether the patient is out of the operating theatre or not, or he goes across to the hospital in order for this Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona to go to be together with him, but takes a 50% risk. He still hasn't been discharged. He's still in the operating theatre. So I've got a choice of two malachas. Either I can be over an Issa now, maybe even only an Issa Drabona, of finding out whether he's out of the operating theatre, or I can be over a proper Issa of going to a hospital. But when I come there, my MAC is not out of the room. So the Bilashev, better go and be over the Vada Issa, even a Muhammadic Issa, than doing the phone call now to the hospital to see whether he's out of the operating theatre. Why? What's the logic in that? So, Bash, why are you calling up the hospital? You've got a full heter to go to the hospital now. It's a Cholish Yesh B'Sakana, and if it's out of the room, it comes under the heading of Yisuv Edaita. The Cholish needs you. We're talking about a case, not that it doesn't need you. It's a must for him to have somebody, when he comes out of the operating theatre, to be there together with him. And therefore, we allow you to even Issa to go to the Cholish, because it's Yisuv Edaita, which is even more than Chizik Gufoy. You can even even Issa Deraisa for it. And for sure, if it's not going to be Issa Deraisa, even Issa Deraisa, if it's a must for the Cholish, then he's allowed to do it. So Rashi says, if I go to hospital, I'm going beheted to hospital. And I'm making this phone call. I've got heter to go. So why am I making this phone call? To save yourself money. To save yourself the ticha. To find out whether I need to be going. That's for your own personal convenience. That's not for the choler. As far as the choler is concerned, you've got heter to go. So you've got a vada heter to go. I've got vada heter to go. And I'm calling for my... It's not that you're only going to go if a vada need to go. I'm prepared to go. Let's say there's no phones, there's no lines, all the lines are down. When I go to hospital all the same, I go to hospital all the same. It's not that I say I'm only going to the hospital if 100% I'm needed. I'm going to the hospital all the same, but I'd rather not do that tikha for no need.
It's not the orcha to phone up the hospital.
It's the orcha for my convenience to call up the hospital. It's not part of what the chayla needs that I should find out. But it has to be part of what the chayla needs, and it's the orcha of what the chayla needs. And even then, we don't pass like that. We pass it's not what's the orcha. We don't pass like the Rambam was the orcha. We pass only if it's going to be chizik gufo, it's vada going to help the chayla. So even if the orcha, number one, we don't pass like that. Number two, it's the orcha only for what the chayla, for my convenience, not for the chayla. I've got no heter to do it. So it comes out when a person's aware of what's going on, you can be over maybe a vadai issa, much rather than being over a smaller issa, because the smaller issa is for his convenience. Mashing the vada issa is the tzeir the chayla, or something the tzeir the chayla. So a person always needs to know, what am I doing? Is it for me, or is it for the chayla? If it's for me, I've got no heter to do it. And if it's the chayla, then I have to find out if it comes under the yisuv edaita, and if it is yisuv edaita for the chayla, then marachat chayla, and I have to go ahead and do it.
You're not being mad when the locks by phoning? You drive it, hundreds of locks. The phone is one
lock. If I do need to go, then I'm going to be left with the same thing. I'm going to be left with the same thing. Yeah. And I'm going to go, in 2 hours' time or 3 hours' time? That malach is malach shel heter. I'm not mukhiv to make a phone call to try and make sure to avoid it. If mitzad the malacha, I've got heter to do it, then I'm allowed to lechatchila go ahead and do it. You didn't tell me to go, but what are you doing that phone call for? Why are you doing that phone call? For you to not be matriach yourself to go out. That heter is a heter only when you're doing the tzeichah chayla. If you're doing it for yourself, you have to buy that to go to the hospital. And the phone call you're doing is in order to avoid yourself schlepping out for no tzeichah at all. That's no heter. It has to be done. Anything that's done at tzeichah chayla is mutter. For my own convenience, I'm not allowed to do it.
If you walk into the hospital, there's no problem.
Pardon?
If you work hospital, it's in walking distance.
I think you can walk to hospital, no problem, never to walk to hospital.
No problem.
Never. But walking is never a problem.
You only come out after that? After
If it's a suffer, what I'm doing now is going to be for a need for me to go to him, let's say, Shabbos, then I'm allowed to do it. I don't know if he's in the room or not in the room. I'm doing it, let's say, suffer, b'kuach nefesh. So if Vadai got a headset to go, and the phone call that you're doing says, Rabbi Yashiv, it's for your convenience sake, not to be matrich yourself. So that's a Vadai headset, and yourself is convenient malacha. That's not malacha. A headset, which is mutter, let's say, chachayna.
You mean there might be a void doing nothing
else? Yeah. Yeah, but that melacha is a melacha which is amuteris, and the etzem I'm trying to avoid. I'm not zecher not mechuyev to try before Shabbos to try and avoid every time I make a phone call, make another few phone calls to see where I should be going in order to avoid going and avoid the big chilul Shabbos. A zecher part of the heter of going to chilul Shabbos is what's considered normal to do to go to the hospital. Chazanish is in a few places. Chazanish is in Igis Chazanish and Chazanish in Sefer. But Chazanish says that it's from the things which are very unclear how much goes into the heter of Pikuach Nefesh in order to say it's mutter to do on Shabbos. One place, the Lashon Chazanish, Chazanish says, the B'Sha'a Shalom, to make Klei Zayin, to make armor, to make things which one would need in order to fight in war, weapons, to fight in war, and say that it comes under the heter of Letzech Pekuach Nefesh, says Chazanish, everybody understands that that's not called Pekuach Nefesh. Hagam, the war breaks out and you don't have that Klei Zayin, and then punkt what the manufacturer on Shabbos is what's going to help you make a person safe. But now is a time of Shalom, and now, even if it's a time of war, point this Klei Zayin isn't needed. Says Chazanish, of course, there's a cutoff point, there's somewhere which we say doesn't come into Pekuach Nefesh. And now the Lashon was Chazanish writes in Igris, that is Lashon, he says, Bechlal Tzorich Zehirus Yisera, Behet Pekuach Nefesh, B'dvarim she'ena pekuach nefesh lefanenu ela ba'asid. Something which isn't needed now because of pekuach nefesh, it's only something in the future. V'mbonu la'afriz al amida, if a person goes and wildly without a limit and says everything comes in a sofik pekuach nefesh, says the Chazanish, yiftuchu kol achanuyes b'shabbos ba'atzis ha'goyla. All shops will be open on Shabbos. B'tainis hefzit kol afanasa b'yovit pekuach nefesh. Person will say the shop is closed, I'm not going to be able to feed my family and become under Pekuach Nefesh. But Tzorach Lishkol B'moizne Tzedek, a person needs to always make the decision very carefully to decide when it goes into Pekuach Nefesh and when it doesn't go into Pekuach Nefesh. And then the Chazanish writes somewhere else about the Chazanish going into a bunker, Peshas, one of the wars in Eretz Yisrael. Chazanish says, even a bigger Chiddush, he says, depends on the person's emuna, to how much the Ben Shleim will look after him, to how much Chilul a person's allowed to do when it comes to Shabbos. I mean to say, there's no clear-cut gedorim. A person can say, this is Vadai Mutter, and that's Vadai Osa. It comes to the Suvadaita, what relaxes a person? One thing relaxes a person, person A, and person B doesn't get relaxed one bit. One person relaxes both of them, but for one, it's a must to have that relaxation. For another person, it's not a must. When it comes to visiting, taking somebody into hospital to visit, for one, it makes no difference whatsoever, and for one, it makes a huge difference. There's no two people all the same, and the person goes in, the yeledes goes into hospital. Chazanish writes in Igris that the husband going with to a yeledes, thing that relaxes, and that's pretty much, he writes, is a must that the husband should go with, and there's no cheshbon of extra chilul Shabbos by the husband going along. That's part of the suvidah that the husband should be there. Now, another person has a husband and a sister. If that's what's needed, then that's what's needed. One needs a husband, a sister, and a labor coach. There's no limit to what is needed, if it is needed. If it's not needed, then anything that's extra is also to do it. But something that comes into a must and is needed, then it's mutar lechatchila to do it in Shabbos. That doesn't mean the person's in the taxi is allowed to open automatically. People ask, in the taxi, and opening the window, an electric window, and opening the window in the car on Shabbos, is it mutar asa? It depends. The answer is very much depends. If the lady's in labor, and it's boiling hot at the back, and she feels malish. If the window doesn't get opened, then who knows what's going to happen to her? Then it's a must. Not it's mutter to do it. It's a must to open that window on Shabbos. And for another person, it makes no difference. It's just a drop a bit more convenient, then it's also to do it. And if a person is doing it, if he can do it without doing any difference by knocking the knob with his finger, then it's better to do it. Every cheshbon is very much made for the person itself, tailor-made for what is needed. That's how much is mutter and how much is asa. Person comes into hospital and a person does a ksiva, is also, comes to melachas, get down from a melacha d'araisa to a melacha which is less severe, if a person does under the shinu or with a different attain. Ksiva is an area where a lot of people make a mistake, comes into hospital, so people say that you, instead of writing with your left hand, you write with your right hand, so you've done aliday shinu. That's true. Ksiva is muta, ksiva aliday smoil, for somebody's right hand, person does with the left hand, then it's considered aliday shinu. Lots of malachas makes no difference with most malachas, or very often makes no difference if the person does it with his left hand or his right hand. The person does it, so all these things make no difference, left hand, right hand. By ksiva, we say that person's ma'amunas, the other one makes a difference. Somebody came to hospital and said that they need a ksiva from him. So he said, is there any other way besides for signing that I can endorse or give my agreement to go ahead with whatever needs to be done? He said, yes, if you give a fingerprint, it's the same. So he went and took his, he was a right-handed person, so he put his left hand in the ink and put his fingerprint, put his hand in the ink pad and put it on the paper and that passed to that. This person, instead of doing Issa Derabonon, he turned into Issa Deraisa. Because if we do, if we done ksiva, we would have signed. So it would have been, instead of ksiva, biyad smoil, biyad yemin, he did to smoil, so you changed it from being a nisad raisa to nisad rabbonon. But when writing a signature, it makes no difference at all. Whether the fingerprint is with the left hand or the right hand, it's exactly the same. So by not knowing the malacha, he thought he'd done better off, he made it worse off, he turned into nisad raisa. So every malacha, person has to know whether the shinu I'm doing is takia shinu, which is going to make it from a d'raisa to rabbonon, and if the shinu drops it from a d'raisa to rabbonon, it's muta. Something which is very unclear also, another short point on how much is considered a normal risk in order to say it comes into Safek Pekuach Nefesh. Safek Pekuach Nefesh, a person's an active Mechavim Shabbos for, because it's Safek Pekuach Nefesh. Reb Kveger says one thing, and the Mishabur says something else, and the Possum say this, they're not contradicting each other. Reb Kveger talks about a case where it's 1 in 1,000, and of a chance of Sakona, and Reb Kveger says 1 in 1,000, that doesn't come under Pekuach Nefesh. Yet, the Mishnah Bura, when he discusses Yoledes, he says it's less than 1 in 1,000 of a Sakona, and nevertheless, we know Yoledes comes under Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona. So what is 1 in 1,000? Yes, Sakona or no Sakona? Says the B'Shem Zalman and say the Poskin, that it depends very much on how people look at the situation. Is it a psychonadic situation or not a psychonadic situation? If people consider it to be a matter of psychona, even if the chances are very, very remote, very, very low chances of psychona, but a yeledes, people refer to a yeledes as a psychona, Baruch Hashem, one hears very, very rarely of stories that actually turned into psychonas nafashas with what we have, the medication that we have nowadays. It does happen mipam lepam, but it's not shchiach. Nevertheless, a yeledes is the moshel of a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Why? Not only because in days of Chazal was a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, because even nowadays it's defined by people as being a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Something which is not defined by people as chayla sheyesh b'sakana may even be as much as you need 2% chance in order to make sure that it's mutter. It could be something that was less, 1%, 2% chance, not talking about 1 in 1,000. 1 in 100 is also not a heter of a Safek Pekuach Nefesh. Safek Pekuach Nefesh varies. Shem Zalman says it, Moshe Steinbach has a beautiful tshuva in Tshuvas Hanogos and Chelek Hei. A lot of poskim say the same thing, that there's no fixed darga on where you say Safek Pekuach Nefesh. People imagine Safek Pekuach Nefesh, go out. Anything, any chance at all, any risk at all. Chazish says that it doesn't mean any chance of risk or damage happening to come under Safek Pekuach Nefesh. Something that the doctors, something that people understand that situation is being a matzav of a Safek Pekuach Nefesh, put the statistics aside, put the chances, the risks aside. How do people look at this situation? If it's a situation which is considered the Safek Pekuach Nefesh, Avada, and it comes under a certain number that the risk is a risk that makes sense to to have a chashash out of it, then it comes onto Sofek Pekuach Nefesh. And something which is not perceived by people as being Pekuach Nefesh, even if it's the numbers may be more than the Yeledes, the risk of Sakona, but people don't look at it as Sakona, then it doesn't come under Pekuach Nefesh. So just to sum up what we learned today, Sofek Pekuach Nefesh depends very much on how people look at it, whether it's Mutar Asa. Every person always has to try and get it down from Issa Deraisa to the Rabbonon, Deraisa, not Alidei Shinu to Alidei Shinu, in order to be able to make it Mutar. What comes under the heading of Isuvi Daita varies very much from person to person, but it's needed. If it's needed, then a person's allowed to do even Malacha Deraisa. If it's a must to be done, put up the light for Yeledes, put on a fire for a chole that needs it, that the Ramban says, these things which Miri says is chizikufa, something that comes in a must for his refuah, a person's allowed to do it. If it's not a must for refuah, then it remains asa. When a person does a day shinu, a person always has to make his cheshbon, whether it's a shinu in the malach or not, in order for it to turn into Rabbanon, or whether not the Rabbanon, a person before Shabbos has to do everything to avoid doing chilul Shabbos. If it's already Shabbos itself, and a person has to do chilul malacha, it's already a machlokes. If you don't need it now, if it's already a chodesh eshpes akonik, you can already do it straight away. If you don't need it now, you only need it at a later stage, then it's a machlokes whether you should do it now or the rather late. If it's not going to turn worse, whether maybe better off waiting for later.